Before we begin, this is for the person who has done everything right. You've built the career, you became dependable, you created the life you were supposed to want. And maybe, quietly, you've asked yourself, is this it? Not because you're ungrateful and not because anything is wrong, but because something doesn't feel alive anymore. You might notice it in small ways, the tight jaw, the restless sleep, that subtle sense that you're moving through your days instead of actually living them. That feeling isn't failure, friend. It's what happens when you outgrow a life shaped by expectations you never consciously chose. At 5-Year U, we help successful people step back into agency safely. Not by blowing up your life and not by making dramatic changes, but by creating intentional shifts that actually fit who you are now. And if you're curious whether this is something that could support you, we offer a complimentary clarity call. Not a sales call. There's no pressure. It's simply a space to explore where you are, what's shifted, and whether working together with us makes sense. If something in you is leaning towards that conversation, you can book one at 5yearu.com. Now let's begin with the show.
In today's episode, we're setting the intention to help you understand the power of contrast so that it might help you in those hard times. Welcome to the 5-Year U podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow? This podcast is intended to entertain, educate, and inspire you on a personal journey towards your best self. We are in no position to give advice and are hot messes on the best of our days. Clearly, we're in no position to offer health or medical advice, or really any life advice, but we want to entertain you. Just a reminder, this is not a replacement for proper medical care or therapy. If you are struggling, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Let's jump in. Hello, today's episode is called The Power of Contrast, and it's all about what we can do in those terrible moments we find ourselves in to start embracing contrast and finding our way to a higher vibration, a higher energy point when the times get tough.
Yeah. And I'm really glad that you introduced me to this concept. Over the years, you have taught me a lot of things that have helped me a great deal. But contrast, the concept of contrast and the awareness that it's brought, is one of the biggest game changers that I've had in my personal growth journey.
That's a pretty big statement. So you're welcome, I guess.
Yeah, thank you.
You owe me. I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
Too bad.
Too bad. No, okay. All right. To me, one of the things I think about a lot is duality, up and down, left and right, dark and light, all that stuff, and how one can't exist without the other, right? Up only exists because there's down. Otherwise, it just wouldn't be. So that started to get me thinking of, why am I always appreciating the happy times where a sad time I should probably be appreciating in its own way, because there is this other part that is going to make that next happy moment so much better. It can be transformative when you start having the moments. I'm going to preface this before we go in. This doesn't make the hard moments any harder, I find. Like, when I get sad, I'm still feeling sad and it can be gut-wrenching. But the difference with contrast is I know that I'm going to be able to experience a higher emotion, a higher joy emotion, love, whatever emotion that is, from experiencing that low. And I had never thought of it in those terms. But once I did, change the game on a lot of levels for me.
Yeah, I think people often wonder, why is there so much sadness in the world? Why can't we just be happy all the time? Why can't I appreciate things? Or why can't my kids, be appreciative and well-behaved all the time? But the truth is, we wouldn't know what a happy moment is without a sad moment. We wouldn't know joy without pain. We wouldn't know to cherish the little snuggly moments with our kids and the hugs and the love and the good times if there weren't tough times in there as well. Contrast is the reason that we even know there is such a thing as being happy.
Yeah. It's wild when you think of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading a book because I read, meaning I listen.
We do love our audiobooks here.
Yes, we do. And it was coming in the concept that our souls come from a place that is of pure love.
Mm-hmm.
And they come here to experience the contrast. And I'm not sure if that's where I first tripped on this idea or if it just kind of reinforced it. But it kind of gave me that, you know, I don't profess to know all the inner workings of the universe. I know 99.9% of them clearly, but there's just that little part that I haven't figured out. I'm working on it, but like, no, it's more like, I don't understand anything about anything. And I like to find concepts that I can kind of go, okay, that makes sense to me. And it might not make sense to anyone else in the world, but I can fit that into the framework that is Andrew and make it work. So when something like, I hear something like that, it just kind of helps. It's like, okay, so if my soul, which I believe I have, is eternal and it came from this place of pure love, and it's come here to experience the on and the off, the light and the dark, the up and the down, I can then appreciate that this is something that maybe my soul just needed to go through. I needed to go through the sad moment. I needed to go through the harm. I needed to go through the kindness. You know, like when you have those things, I don't know. To me, it's made life a lot easier in those hard moments. And that's why I wanted to share it with you. That's why we wanted to talk about it today.
Yeah, it's sort of, I don't know how else to explain it, but it almost like maybe elevates the experience, like gets you out of your own head during the hard moments, or it like brings you to a different level of understanding. Because when you are in the middle of a hard moment, it is so different now that we regularly think about and talk about this idea of contrast. Because when things are hard for me, or as a few years ago, I would just be like feeling sorry for myself, like in a victim mindset, sad for days, unable to get out of it. Now I say, okay, like clearly I'm having a moment of contrast. What am I supposed to be learning from this experience? What am I supposed to be learning from this sadness? And you can even find it in yourself to have a bit of gratitude for the bad feelings, because you're like, because I am feeling this way, I know what it feels like to be the opposite of this. Can't wait to get back to it, but I'm not going to appreciate it unless I am in this hard feeling right now.
Yeah, I like that. It's something to aspire to for sure. I was driving with my daughter last night, and one of the things that we were talking about was contrast, because I knew we were going to be recording this. And she observed that, you know, like, when the good things happen to me, they are really, really good. But when the bad things happen, they're really bad. And I said to her, well, doesn't it kind of feel nice then when you have a bad moment, in the sense that you know there's going to be a better moment? And part of what that does is it takes yourself out of your head for a moment. And it only has to be a second just for you to go, oh, look at Andrew. He is, you know, having a sad moment. He is crying. He doesn't know the good thing that's going to happen to him yet. That's going to make this bad moment feel so much. It's going to feel so much better because of this bad moment. And when you can get to that, I wouldn't call it your higher self, but kind of like that, you know, 100-foot view, you look at things a little bit differently and you go, oh, right. Okay. So it's not going to last forever. I think that is one of the biggest things too, is when you get out of it, you're like, right, I am crying right now.
Yeah.
It's going to stop. It might not be in this moment, but I do know that I am not going to have this same feeling all the time. Just like when you're happy. I mean, I wish we could all be happy all the time, but that's just not realistic. We're going to have things happen to us. That's why we're here. So when you embrace that part of you, I think it's very, I found it to be life-changing. What about you?
It definitely has been life-changing. And you know, like we always say, like, we're not therapists, you know, we just nerd out about personal growth, but.
And we're hot messes.
And you like, yes, I mean.
Yes.
There's a little contrast every now and then we clean up, most, yeah, most of the time. Pretty much. Yeah. Any good therapist will tell you, like, the best thing you can do for your mental health is to actually feel your feelings. You're going through a hard time. If you push it down, act like everything's fine. You just power through because you're trying to avoid the bad feeling. And that's why a lot of people, you know, I was just talking to my kids about coping skills because they're like, why do people do drugs? And why do people, you know, drive drunk? They're low, you know? So I'm like, well, sometimes people have really big feelings and hard feelings. And that is how they are coping. They are giving themselves a moment to not feel the pain. So I was telling them, that's why I'm trying to teach you good coping skills of we feel our feelings, exercise, you can draw, you can watch a show, you know, whatever it is. But we try to find healthy ways to cope with our feelings, but you have to feel them first, right? And so contrast, knowing that contrast exists, it helps give you this added layer of permission to feel those hard feelings. You resist it, you're resisting, like, oh, I don't want to cry right now, like I'm at work, or I have this big thing tomorrow, my eyes are going to be puffy. But you're just like, you know what, I got to get this out. I got to get this terrible, like, snot cry, miserable thing. I got to get it out of my body, because only then will I be experiencing the half of contrast that I have to go through in order for it to end and to see the other side of it, which are better days ahead.
Yeah, that's so, so true. I'm reading a book right now called Overcoming Intrusive Thoughts. It's really good. But the axiom that they say, did I use axiom? Did I use that word right?
I think so. I think you're doing great.
Cool. Okay. is what you resist persists. And I know I was really locked down on my emotions. Like, I was not going to let myself feel anything about anything, good, bad, whatever. And my bandwidth got so small that I likened it to this. If you could imagine, I'm in like a, I've kind of locked myself in the bathroom and I'm holding the door so that this strong emotion, like let's call it sadness for lack of a better term, is trying to get in, and I'm pushing it and I'm pushing it. I'm like, no, 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 I'm not, I'm just resisting this thing like crazy. When I finally let it open the door and let it through, it basically flows right through me and down the drain behind me that it's been trying to get through this whole time. But because I have put all my effort and energy and thoughts into not feeling this, it just stuck around. It wasn't going anywhere. And it was manifesting as illness inside of my body at the same time. So that contrast, it can be hard, right? It can be hard to feel the bad feelings. We don't want to. I mean, we're here to grow. So this is one of the things that you can do. One of my friends gave me a great piece of advice. He said, like, if you're having a hard time, like, and I'm just going to use the sadness thing, because I think for my gender, crying is not really accepted. And we have an episode about that coming out. It's really hard to cry. I still can have moments where it's like, I know I need to, and it just won't come out. So what my friend told me to do, he said, like, give yourself 15 minutes in a day. Close yourself in your room and you feel the feelings that you've been putting off. So if you need to cry, if you need to punch a pillow, if you need to hit the mattress, if you need to do whatever it is, just feel those feelings so that they are out of you. Because until you feel them, they are staying locked inside your body. It's just not a healthy energy for you.
I think that's really good advice. Like, you can't outrun these feelings. You might think that you're being strong and tough, because you are like pushing through and like doing everything you're supposed to do and making dinner, going to work, taking care of kids. But the truth is, you can't outrun the bad feelings. You can try, but eventually, like Andrew said, over time, the feelings build on each other until you start having physical pains and all sorts of things bothering you until eventually you get to a point where you have to face them. And so it's a good practice to sort of regularly face them and keep things flowing so you don't get to that point, right, where it just becomes too much.
Yeah, exactly. Growth isn't always fun and easy, but it's doable. And it's doable in small chunks. We're not saying to, you know, unpack the whole emotional garage in one night. We're just saying it's okay to cry at the Kleenex commercial that you saw this morning and let that happen. Or feel the joy that you got from just the sunrise, or your kids doing something, or somebody, a nice smile that you got from a person. So when you allow yourself to feel those things, it'll start to change. But as always, when you're feeling them, you come back to it and you're going, I'm angry because I was feeling really good. The only reason why you appreciate the quiet so much is because it gets interrupted with loud noise. And the only reason why that might aggravate you is because you're so used to nice and quiet. And then suddenly now loud noise comes, you know, and it startles you. Well, that's just an experience. It only has value that you give to it.
Yeah, no, and we're talking about these very extreme forms of contrast and, you know, we're talking about really sad things because we always just get right to the feels, right? Right to the big things. But even like last night, I was talking to my sister and she and I talked for almost an hour on the phone. And I was like, because we were both driving and I was like, I don't think we've talked this long without any children interrupting us because we were both alone with I was just like, it's years. I think there's never a time when we talk where one of our kids like doesn't interrupt us about something. And so in that little moment, I was like, that's pretty nice. Dude, we talked for an hour. It was like, that was a moment of contrast. You know, maybe you're in a new relationship and you realize like, wow, like I am so grateful for this person. And like, you cherish it so much more because the relationship you were in previously wasn't right for you. Or maybe, you know, like anyone who has had a grandparent or a parent, something like struggling with memory loss or something like that, right? You appreciate the good days, the moments that, you know, they remember your name and things like that. There's all kinds of examples of ways. I mean, today in Detroit, we're recording this in the winter time and we had just this random 40 degree day and it's been totally gross and snowy. And so there's like tons of appreciation for today and the weather. And I think the more you look for opportunities of finding the good things, acknowledging that contrast has to exist and it's just a part of our human experience, the easier it is to cope with the ups and downs that life brings us. And it is a pathway to sort of reaching that point of like feeling better and having a more fulfilling life overall.
Absolutely. First of all, that car example is, it's truly awesome because, I mean, you went probably for a whole bunch of years with your sister where, you know, never interrupted because you guys didn't have kids.
Oh my gosh, she has three kids. I have two and they're all, you know, around the same age. And it's just, I'm sure they'll ignore us at some point, but... Right now, I still want it.
But for right now, yeah, like to have that moment of contrast is, you know, you can have it. And it's really, really cool to,
yeah,
to get to experience.
Are you feeling incredibly overwhelmed and burned out and like you aren't even sure what to do with the rest of your life? We absolutely understand, and we've been there. That is why Andrew and I are starting a coaching program called 5 Weeks to Future You. We'd love to tell you more about it. We're actually offering free calls so that you can meet us, chat with us, and learn about our program and our framework so you can see if it's the right fit for you. Just go to 5yearyou.com and schedule a call. We are only going to accept 5 people at a time to make sure you get all of the attention you need. So if it's something you're interested in, please set up a call as soon as possible. And we're really looking forward to meeting you.
When we're thinking of these contrast moments, we usually focus on the bad ones. At no time do I ever go, oh, I'm really happy right now. Can't wait for the bad thing to happen. So I will challenge you out there. It really is, right? Kat knows I don't watch the news because the news is like 0.01% of everything that happens in the world. And a lot of the stuff that happens is really good, but we're not drawn to that as in media culture. So what I would say is that the reason why the contrast, the bad stuff sticks out when you stub your toe and, you know, you weren't paying attention to how good that toe felt 10 seconds before because it's just normal. And suddenly, you know, the other 9 toes still feel great, but that 1 toe doesn't. When you have these little moments, understand that it's the break in your normal. And your normal is probably really good. You just haven't acknowledged it because maybe it doesn't get interrupted from those things. And if you're having a hard time, because I know we've all gone through those, when you have those hard times, those hard chapters of your life, because I know I'm slowly exiting a hard chapter of my life with this fresh start and new beginning. And one of the things I told myself, and as you're listening to this, this directly impacts you, when I started to go through things, the hard things, the things that got me on the ground crying for days at a time that I couldn't get up, what helped me was the gratitude of knowing that what I was going through was going to be able to help you listening right now. To know that I had to go through these harsh times and go through the bad moments because I was going to be more empathetic to you, and I can serve you better in these moments rather than come from a place of, you know, well, just smile more. Like, that doesn't always work.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. But until you go through those hard times, you're going to have a new set of tools for handling them. You're going to have a better understanding of the world around you. And when people are going through stuff, I can't tell you how many times before I had these hard moments where I'm like, just don't think about it. I'm like, that's the worst advice I can ever give anyone. And to everybody listening, all my friends, all three of you, if I ever gave you that advice, I am so sorry. Because it doesn't work, you know, just don't think about it is just resisting the thought, which is going to make it persist.
And I will say, if you are at a point, if you're going through something like really gnarly, or you're around people maybe who aren't accepting of a display of feelings, we're super pro therapy over here. And there's a lot of different types of therapy, and there's many different ways to afford it. There's lots of people that offer therapy on a sliding scale. There's sometimes a therapy that insurance covers. If you're a student, a lot of universities have therapy as part of your program. Those spaces are sacred spaces where you can feel your feelings without judgment, and somebody can walk you through sort of a path to take. If you're going through something, or you've decided it's time to unpack some long-held pain that you're ready to release. So I did want to at least mention that and say that and be a part of, you know, our generation who is normalizing mental health and mental health care.
I think it's amazing. Thank you for bringing that up too, Kat. I think it's amazing that we are embracing this mental health aspect right now as a society, because I was definitely pre-pandemic stuff, I was definitely part of the problem, or maybe not part of the problem so much as not part of the solution. You know, there's a lot of tools out there that can help you with smaller things, but, you know, you have to find the thing that works best for you. And therapy has worked for us. Medication, you know, sometimes that serves as a really good bridge to kind of get you to the next stop. And it's very good thing to do if that's your path. Nobody knows what the right thing for you is except for you. So when you go talk to a medical professional or a therapist, they'll have suggestions for you. And, you know, we all have suffered at different points in life, but, you know, we've all had some really great points. And I don't want us to like kind of get stuck on all the negative stuff, but I also don't want to gloss over it and go, just smile.
The point of the episode was to give you tools or give you some fresh ideas on ways to reframe some of the negative experiences by viewing them through the lens of contrast. It helps you gain an understanding as to why this is a part of the human experience and the role that it plays. And so sometimes that knowledge makes going through it a little bit easier, and that's why we'll want to share it with you today.
Yeah. Again, it's just another tool in the toolkit to help you through tricky moments. And if we're going through these hard moments and we have things that help us, we're going to share them with you, because anything to help lighten the load is a good thing in my mind.
I agree.
Okay, so now it's time for our glimmers. A glimmer is something that lights us up, something that's making us happy. Kat, what's your glimmer for this episode?
I am in deep on a beauty product. I hope it's okay to bring it up, because I know we are not experts in fashion and beauty. However, I've been using something a lot lately that is saving me a lot of time. And I'm all on the Heatless Curls bandwagon, y'all. It is basically this like squishy rod, I guess, that you put on your head and you like wrap your hair around it. You go to sleep. By the time you're done wrapping your hair, you look a little bit like George Washington. However, you don't damage your hair with heat. And when you wake up, you just kind of take the rod out and then your hair is like done for the day. And it makes mornings super fast. And there was like a good decade in there where I just wore a bun on top of my head every day because I just didn't want to deal with it. And this is sort of helping me, you know, day to day feel, you know, feel good about myself, have some more good hair days. So if you hair that's long, if you have hair.
Today's episode brought to you by hair. You have it?
I'm just saying, I don't think heatless curls would work for you, but I was trying to be like, you know, guys can have long hair too.
Yeah, fair enough. So guys, if you want to look at like George Washington at night, but really nice in the morning, heatless curls. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, you got it. Top that, Andrew, with your glimmer.
No, we're not getting off of this just yet. I have one quick question.
Yeah.
So you have this thing on your head.
Yeah, think of it like a mini pool noodle.
Okay, so how do you sleep with a mini pool noodle on your head?
It goes around your very carefully. Like, it's squishy. You know, like I said,
I have a hard time sleeping with socks on. I can't imagine having something like that in my head.
I definitely have socks on when I sleep. My feet get super cold. But that is something else for another day.
You find it's easy to sleep? Like,
it's not too bad. You know, it's better than if you're like a millennial kid, if you ever put those little tiny foam rollers in your hair to look like you have like curly cues the next day. This is way more comfortable than that. It's basically like a miniature pool noodle squishy on your head, and you wrap your hair around it and it makes like a little circle on your head like you're an angel, and then you just go to sleep.
Cool.
Just try it. They're expensive
no,
ones. There's also like, you know, $10 ones on Amazon. You can like give it a go.
Okay. And we can put a link to the one that you got in the show notes for anybody that's interested. My glimmer this week is I've started, like, as you know, really working on good deep sleeps.
Okay.
And so I've got, in past episodes, I've mentioned the blackout curtains, a few other little gadgets. What I've started to do is I'm incorporating magnesium into my evening routine. So I have a spray, and magnesium's one of those few minerals that can absorb through your skin, which I didn't know. And there's also I think it's called Calm. Yeah, that's what it is. And you just kind of put a teaspoon in and you have it with some hot water. You can mix it with juice if you want. And I have that, and I have been finding that like it just brings all the tension really, really down. And it's been very, very nice. So just another little thing to incorporate into my night routine. I also find it's kind of nice to have like a hot drink at night.
You're like killing it with all this good sleep routines. If only you had long hair, you could add George Washington hair to it. But unfortunately, you'll never know.
I will work on the hair growing length for George Washington pool noodles. All right. Well, that does it for us this week. Thank you very much for listening. We're so grateful for you. And as always,
we're rooting for you.